Lagur the Eretz HaNivcheres. They pick to be in the land that's chosen. Now, what is so special about Eretz Yisrael? What's so special about Eretz Canaan that the whole world, till today, everybody's going wild about the Eretz Canaan? Why? What's there? What's so special? V'shenizkayim ba'em ki gei yizarach ha'beres l'olam. And that'll be kept, the ger, you will be in a ger land that's not yours. V'lo be'esav. Ki b'yakov levada yikor alayim zera. The only one that has this is Yaakov. Esav has already got his, and that's what we really say in the Haggadah. Right? Because we say, our Seir was given to Esav, l'resha so as an inheritance. V'yakov uvonov. Yordu Mitzrayim, and they went to Mitzrayim. But that means they're working off their mortgage on their inheritance. Now, what is that? This Eretz Canaan, what is it? So we go a little further. Pasuk tells us. Look at the Pasuk Vav. Vayikach Esav es Nashav, es Bonav, as Benosav, his sons, his daughters, as Kol Nafshus Beso, all the other people that he had there, as Mikneyu, as Kol Behemto, all his animals, as Kol Kinyono, Asherach, Hashberetz Kenan, Vayelech El Eretz, Mitnei Yaakov Ochiv. Now it doesn't tell us which Eretz. It says he went to Eretz. Why? Because of his brothers. The next pasuk says, Ki Oyu Rechushim Rav, Mishavis Yachto. They couldn't live together. They both had a tremendous amount. They couldn't live together. So he went to Eretz. The Ramban says, look what it says, Avol. Avol Ha'inyan. First wide line there in the Ramban. Avol Ha'inyan. Ki Esav Holach L'Seyir B'Yimei Alufei Achori Yoshvei Oretz V'Yi L'Sar. He became the ruler. Olech imdalud meyasish. Ubanu v'beisu ayu ben Eretz Canaan. He went to Eretz Seir, but his sons were still in Canaan. V'yitochen sh'oyselo sham achuzah b'mokem echad b'mishar. He might have had a possession there. Lo v'ar Seir. Alkein yichas lo arzah Seir sedei Edom. That's why the Torah goes out of its way and calls it sedei Edom. Sedei Edom, because that's his inheritance. Har Seir, Sedei Edom. V'achoy she'ochaz ochiv l'Eretz Canaan, after the brother took over Eretz Canaan, which is what he means in this pasuk, Yaakov went to the Eretz Canaan, ponolom miponov, he went away. Ki yoda, because Esav knew, She'eretz Canaan nachus ochiv, that Eretz Canaan is his brother's inheritance. Hashir nosen lo oviv bibirchoso, that when Yitzchok gave the bracha to Yaakov, that is Eretz Canaan, and therefore he might have wanted it, but he knows he can't have it. It's not his. The lokach bonov, so he took his sons v'chol nafshus beiso am rav. Boholach l'seir l'siyachav shom. So he went there to live. Bo'oz nilcham b'vnei seir achori yoshvei oretz. And now Esav attacked them because he wanted to take over his own possession. And there were others there in his sehar seir. Ki ulai pachtu mimenu. Maybe he was afraid of them. V'loyinosno selovel b'gvulam. And they didn't allow them to allow him to come into his place. Bar Seyisho Yishom Amitzim, Elushiyosha B'steyedim B'mokam Arishon, and then he went and he took over an Arseyir. So right here the Pasuk is telling us that Esav knew that Yaakov has the rights to Eretz Canaan. He doesn't have it. He left and he went to Arseyir. Yeah? Now, let's continue. Let's go to the top, next part of the Ramban. V'anochan be'enai. And what's right in my eyes... Oh, thank you very much. V'yelech el Eretz Seir. He went to Har Seir. V'chosu akinui Babura Yes Muvon. Shekva Iske Shayomid Beret say it. Doesn't have to say it all out. Viyadua Lishom Yolach. So he brought his family and everything there. Vayiske Besamach Vayeshev Esa Baaseir. And therefore, that's why it says he was in Seir. And that's what we see that he came there. Now, obviously, it would seem that he's saying that he's not going to stay in Eretz Canaan. And he's going to our Seir. That's what it seems from this Ramban and this Pesukim. Now, let's go a little further. Now, we have to understand still why. Look at Pasuk Lamates and told us. Vayan Yitzchak Ovi Vayoyme Eilov. And he said to him, Hine Mishmaine O'oretz Yiye Moshevecha. Now we have to really begin to understand. When Yaakov got the brachis from Yitzchak, what does it say? V'yitem l'cho Elokim. Right? He said Hashem's name. Shemai, Mishmei Hashemai. You'll get all the Geshamim and everything. Look what he told Esav. Vayan Yitzchok Ovi Vayomer Elov. Hine Mishmaine Ha'oretz Yiyo Moshevecha. From the Shema Mishmaine, what it means, the rains or the fats or the goods of the Oretz Yiyo Moshevecha. Mitala Shemayim Me'ol. But notice it does not have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name here. It doesn't mention once Hashem's name in the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Esav. When Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov, it says a number of times Hashem's name. But here when he gave him the brachas, none. Why? Now let's see the Ramban. Top left corner. Hine mishmaine oret yir moshevecha. Tam hine loma hine ochel laseis lecha. You see it? Top left corner. You got it? It's marked. Okay. Mishmaine oretz umitalo shemayim ki lishneichem ye yaspik. There's enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give to both. Ye mishmaine oretz vitalo shemayim. Aval ha'inyin b'inyin ha'memshola shelo tiye velo sa'avod. You will worship him. He didn't give all of the brachot like his brother. Because he wanted to give more honor to that original one that he gave the brachot to. And only later, but he gave him that special bracha, which he did not give everything to Esav. So when he did give him the bracha, number one, he gave him only a part bracha, and it's not with Hashem's name. Now, what does that change anything? How does that do anything? So now let's go a little bit further. And when he is, we're going to really begin to understand more. Pasuk tells us that he tells him over here, this is in the Bris Pein of Sarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him Eretz Yisrael. L'rishta, you will have it as an inheritance. And the inheritance is he's going to give it over now to his children. Right? So that's exactly the thing. Now, what does that mean he's going to give it to him? He's going to give it over to his children. So let's go to the next page. Next page is, watch this Ramban. Vahanochon bi'enai. We're going to put it all together. Let's just get the facts. Ki miseis elokim tomid hu ve'ein lo hefsek li'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives constantly. It never stops. V'lochein oma ve'yitein l'cho elokim. And that's why by Yaakov he has Hashem's name in it. Kol yomecho alad mosecho mital shomayim. You will always get from the tal shomayim because Hashem's name is there. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stop, his bracha doesn't stop. V'yitein l'cho mishmaine yo'oretz koloima hashmeino b'cholo'oretz. Now, if he gave Esav a bracha, and he gave Akharija, gave Yaakov the bracha, what was the advantage? You're right, he used Hashem's name. But what's the advantage of it? So let's see Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai tells us the following. And here's where we begin to see the opening of what it means, Eretz Yisrael. And we need to understand it very deep. Mine mishmaine ha'oretz loisimtza bebirchas Esav zikorin Hashem Yisbarach. You will not find a mention. Avol bebirchas Yaakov izker. V'yiten l'cholokim. V'ze yore ki nosan le'esav mishmanim v'tal v'lo b'meseisa l'kim b'kamo b'Yaakov. But he didn't give it to him like Hashem, like giving it to Yaakov. Ela b'derech misilos hakochovim. What does that mean? He gave it through the stars umazolos ashazaro shalesav mizuris land. It's not direct. He's not going to get it direct from the Rabbi Nishon. What he gets, Esav, is through mazolos. We have to explain that. Through, let's call them constellations, and through different things, that's how he's going to get it. V'nitna lo lizman, and it's only a set time. V'zeh loshin mashavecha. Kalayma ba'ot shetoshim ba'oretz. Now, we have to knock out this certain constant. When we tell somebody that a person's born, and you wish them mazel tov, this thing that people say, good luck, that's ridiculous. Because we don't believe in luck, and we don't wish one another luck, so we don't deal in it. A mazel is a constellation, and everyone is born under certain constellations. Some constellations have certain brachas in them, and therefore you have an ability to use that bracha. Like you are born with certain natural traits, but being under certain mazolos could help you bring these traits out, l'toiv or chas v'sholom the other way. And therefore what we wish one another, when something happens, your child was born, and marriage happened, so that was a new establishment of a house, or something of that sort, we wish them that they should use the mazel that this thing is happening under l'toiv. It should be done for good. But that's not good luck. We don't believe in luck. Luck is not from us. Luck is mamish from the goyim. But we don't believe in this whole deal. So what we're telling him is that when you give you the bracha, it should be used. And that's why, you know, for example, there's some people are very makpid when they'll get married. But see them, they won't get married in the second half of the month. Because the second half of the month, the waning of the moon is coming. It's already started, so it's not a siman toiv. And therefore, it may not be from the right mazel to do it. And therefore, they won't get it on. Except for certain months and certain occasions. It's a gansa toira word. But then, you see, everything is dependent in these things in Shemayim. So it's not stam. But so when we say that Esav is getting it through mazolus, it means he's going to get it through there, but it doesn't always come with a good bracha, and it doesn't always come direct. And Klal Yisrael has a special unique position that they're getting it with the Shem Hashem straight from Kutcher Baruch. Cool. I'm sorry, you wanted to hear something. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think I remember someone explaining that the Ramchal talks about mazalo and how everything in the world is operated through mazalo, like Hashem.
Everything is affected by mazalos, but you can you can get a bracha, and the bracha could be using these certain mazalos. I say, l'tay, you know, like this. The Ramchal has a long thing on it, and others have. I said that, yeah. Like you're saying, but it depends on how you use it. The thing is, like we know, for example, Purim we say is about dag. And Dag has special, and then when Pesach has others, and these are all influences in the whole world from the fact of which month it is, etc., etc. And you really have to go through it right to be able to do it. And I don't want to.
But just, this is like saying Hashem is direct, like
there's. Right.
Okay.
Right. Good. Okay. Yirm is b'sheiv and kulam b'sefam. And the fact that, you see, the fact that there is under a mazel has a limited time. So the bracha that will come is limited. You may have it only for this month or not next month. But when you're getting it direct from Kutcha Berichu, there's no limit. So it's a different type of thing altogether. Right? We are good. Go down two lines. But oh, she'ain b'chaser shalesev elikish she'ain Yisrael oisim mitzayne shemakom. A very important line. Esav strength, and we spoke about this when we spoke about Esav and Yisrael. Esav strength only is when we're not doing Ratzon Hashem. But ki abroches hayu al tenai, k'chol yudei ha'Torah she'ein tenai. The Eitan L'chol Hakim Hashem is going to give it to you if you're going to do what you're supposed to do. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then I'll give it to Esav. But it's all dependent on Klal Yisrael. So therefore we have this brach. Now, if we go a little further now, we're going to get into the real, what we call the meat of this sugya. And that's the following. And I must tell you the truth that I learned this Ramban tribal, and I don't make a neder, but I try very much to learn this Ramban before I go to Eretz Yisrael. I sit down and learn this Ramban. Because this Ramban is explaining what's the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. What's so special about being, going, walking in Eretz Yisrael. And it's just something that before you go, you learn the Ramban, you get off the plane, you look at the land in a different way. Not that it's not beautiful without it, but it all of a sudden becomes a different land from this Ramban. Let's see the Ramban. The Pasuk says the following. The Pasuk is found after the arayas that are in the Torah. Torah tells us that we're not allowed to live with certain women. And then the Pasuk tells us, "V'efkoid avoino leho, I will pay back the aveira you do on the land, v'saki oretz es yoshveho. The land will vomit out its inhabitants." So it's going to vomit it out. So the Ramban starts. It's a long Ramban, but I wanted to show it to you because it's very key to understand this whole inyan. Hichmir akosiv barayis. The Torah is very stringent here by arayis. Bavur haoretz, because of the land. Shetit mobem, you'll make it tamei. V'toki anafashos osos, and it's going to vomit out the ones that do immorality. V'nei arayis chovas haguf. Arayas have to do with physical bodies. The Einim Tluis Baretz has nothing to do with the land. If you told me they weren't keeping Trumas, Meisen, and that's why I'm going to throw you off the land, that I understand 100%. But if I tell you they're not moral, what does morality have to do with the land? Avol, now he's going to start. Sod Adovar Kosov. The foundation, the hint of the what is written is the following. Bahanchel Elyon Goyim. When the Elyon, when Hashem started to make nations. Bafrido Bnei Odom, when he separated man. Yatsev Gevulos Amim, he made the amount of nations. Lemispar Bnei Yisrael, according to the people of Mitzrayim of Yisrael. Now we spoke about that inyan a few weeks ago. Ki chelek Hashem amo voinyan. Ki watch carefully. Ki Hashem anichpod bara akol. Hashem created everything. V'som koach atachtonim, and all the strength of whatever happens down here is really ba'el yonim, is upstairs. There is everything that's happening down here. There is this table. It's only because in Shamayim there's something that relates to this. If there is a blade of grass down here, because there's a blade of grass that relates to it upstairs. V'nosan al kol am v'am ba'artzosam l'gayayem, and to every nation he put kochav, either a star, mazel, yodua, shenola, nolda, ba'astigdinus. That's no in astrology. Bezel shenema shechola kashem l'ker choysam l'cholo amim. That he showed him to all the nations. Kichel chola kukulo mazolus b'shemayim. in Shemayim, they're all got these mazolos, and they're all under these mazolos. There are sarim and angels over each country and each people and each land. Vine, next paragraph. Vine, Hashem anichpod, hu elokei elokim veledonei adonim l'chol olam. Avol Eretz Yisrael, watch every word, please. Emtsoyis ayishuvi. It's the center of the world. It's the center of all living places. The old maps, when they would, oh, you look at it, today you can't find so much, but in the old history books, they used to have flat maps. The center was Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you look at the old maps, Nachlas Hashem Miyuchodos Lishmo. It's his place, and it was set aside for by him. Lo nosan oleo min amalochim katzin shoter moshel. There are no rulers, there are no angels, there's no nothing. Ba'anchilo som li'amo, because he takes care of it directly. He gave it over to his nation. Hamiyached shmo, that is miyached, his name, Zera Oavov. They are the children of the ones that he loved, the Ovos. The Zesha Omru, the Isimli Segula Mikolamim, Ki Li Kol Oretz. And I gave you the land. That's this land. The Ksiv, the Isimli La'am, Vanoichi Elochem Lelikim. Lo Shetiatem Elohim Acherim Klal. You're not going to be anywhere else. You're not going to have anything to have to do with other angels or any. No. It's direct. And that's why when you daven in Eretz Yisrael, it's different than when you daven in Chutz La'aretz. Because you daven in Chutz La'aretz, you have to go through an angel that takes it to Eretz Yisrael, that takes it to the Makom HaMikdash, that takes it to the Shar Shamayim, and then it goes direct. But it's a long distance. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's direct. Straight to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the ones that live in his land, b'kedushas harayis, they have to be holy. They're right there. So if you do an aveira in Chutz La'aretz, it's bad. But you do the same aveira in Eretz Yisrael, rachmana litzlan, that's right in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I separated you from all the nations. He made us different. They have all these angels, but we direct. But it won't take all immorality, it'll vomit it out. Therefore, he says, now, and goes through, he says, skip down a paragraph. What goes on in Chutz La'aretz? Afal pisha kol l'shem anichbod, ein tahara ba shleim. In Chutz La'aretz, you cannot reach the full level of Tahara. Bavura Meshortzim Amoshlim Oleho. Because you don't have the direct relationship. Amim Toim Achesoreim. And the nations get lost in the middle ones by worshipping their gods that are only intermediaries. Lakachom, and that's why he says it's all of a thing. And he goes through it, he brings psukim to it, and that's what Nebuchadnezzar, he knew it, and he understood it. Now, next paragraph. B'nei Hashem, ha-nichbod yizborach, ha-lokei elukim, b'chol ha-olam, ve-lokei eretz yisrael, shinakos Hashem, zetam, v'zonach, ve-alei, nechar oretz. If they're going to go after the gods of the land, so I'm going to throw them out. But when they come to Eretz Yisrael, you better know it's the only way to do it. Eretz Yisrael, three lines from the bottom. Einom keshar arotzis. Einom miskayim oivre aveira. They can't take oivre aveira. He can't do it. And that's why, look at that bottom line, and this is the line that really, if you haven't gotten it yet, look at that last line, which is the Gemara, Kol Ador B'chutzo La'aretz, whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz, Dome Kimi She'ein Lo Eloka. It's like he has no God. Now what does it mean, the Gemara? If you want to compare the relationship you have in Eretz Yisrael to the relationship that people have in Chutz La'aretz, it says, if you don't have a God. That's how far out it is. But in Eretz Yisrael, direct. It's mamish direct. And therefore, he continues here. Kol zman she'atem be'eretz Kanaan, I'm your straight to God. Ein atem be'eretz kaviyochet, it's as though, ein ani elokeichem, I'm not your God the same way. And therefore, he goes through and he says, I'm going to throw you out because you're not going to be. Now watch what he says here. Three lines from the bottom on that right side there. Hayu mitzuyonim b'mitzvus. Be outstanding in mitzvus. Why? Kishetachzuru lo yalechem chadashim. So that when you come back there, it's your soil, there won't be new. Because where's the main place to keep mitzvahs? Eretz Yisrael. Moshe le'odon, it's like a master who shakas alishto, he got angry at his wife. And what did he do? Next page. And what does he do? The next page, top left. V'shilcho le'beis avia. And she said, he sent her out. Omar lo, he told her, but avi miskatesh es tachshita. Get dressed nicely. Kishetachzvi, so that when you come back, Lo yielech al chadoshim, you don't start anew. That's exactly chaim yirmiya. Aitzi velo tzionim, eila mitzvah sheyir yiso mitzuyonim. And you have to be careful, because you're going to go there, do the mitzvah, so that when you come back to the right place to do it, you're ready to do it. Look at the next line, I'm telling you, this is why I read it before I go. Well, when you get ready to come back, you can get the press from the Zomban. Let's go. Yinei ha'kots of Shoma. Bavadetem mehera. Besamtem is devor eila. Eino mechayev begolus elo bechoyves haguf. In chutz loretz, you're only chayev in things that have to do with the body. Upishu behem kadesh lo yichadoshim. Why? So that when you come back, when you come back to where you belong, it's not going to be new. Ki ikka, watch this line. Ki ikka kol ha-mitzvahs le-yoshvei be-eretz Hashem. The main place to do the mitzvahs, Eretz Yoshvei be-eretz Hashem. That's the place. And therefore it says, Yerashtim I saw, and we say, Yeshiva Saret Tzorlish Kshukula Kenegi Kola Mitzvah B'Taira, and then he goes and he tells us, then listen, watch the next line, and he says, another line, that he goes further, and he says, think about it, he says, this is one of his big chedushim, Yaakov married two sisters in Chutz La'aretz, but when he came to the border of Eretz Yisrael, he couldn't stay with two sisters. Ah, but it was before Matan Torah. It was with all the... But in front of the Rabbeinu Shom, it can't go. And therefore, Yaakov's second one, the one he married, with so to say, the Issa, can't come to Tetzolah. And that's why Rachel dies at the border. It's all Shaila of the Ramban, because as that the border is really further out, and that's a discussion that the Mefarshi Ramban had. But that's what the Ramban says. So we now see that this uniqueness about Eretz Yisrael is because it's the place that the Rabbeinu Shalom himself takes care of, and it's a direct relationship with him. And that's why Torah in Eretz Yisrael is different than mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. It's because of this direct relationship you have with him. And that's why Yaakov got it, who got it from Yitzchak, who got it from Avraham, and that was the special gift that Hashem gave Avraham. Now, let's go a little further. Pasuk tells us, Bayom Ahu, Koras Hashem es Avraham bris leimo, he made him a bris. Look at the bottom of Ramban. Hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiftiach es Avraham b'matnas ha'oretz po'amim rabim. He promised it to him many times. Bukulam Mutsarakinyan, everyone, there was a reason why. Before it's Mitchilo, he told him Zaracha, as we talked about once. Velo Be'er Matnotso, but he didn't explain what he's giving him. Keimash Marak, that you'll go and I'll give you. And then he told him Kisharab Zuchi Yosef, when he had more merit, he told him he's going to give him Sona Inecho Reitz, Vonda Nogba Kedem of Yama, Kiyitin Lokola Rotzen Seel Bechlolon, Veinatama Sha'atoro Beinecho. Kiros Odom Lemechak, you can see. But every time he gave him a reason why. Now, we go a little further and we see that there is a different problem. Look up an Akev. An Akev. Ki Oretz Asher Ato Bo Shoma L'Rishta. Pasuk tells us that the land that you're coming to inherit. Lo Keretz Mitzrayim hi. It's not like Keretz Mitzrayim Asher Yitzos Misham Asher Tizra Zarechov Mishka Be'azlech Be'garaglecho Kegana Yorek. It's not like that land. V'aretz Asher Te'om Asher To'ovrim Shom Alurishto Eretz Horim. It's got mountains, Biko, valleys, Limitara Shomayim, from the dew of the sky, Tishta Mayim, Eretz Hashem Alekecha Dorei Shosa. It's the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself seeks it out. Tomid Einei Hashem Alekecha Ba Meirei Shishon Adach Hashon. The Rabbi Nishon looks at it directly from beginning of the year till the end of the year. That's how he does it. And therefore, it's a special point. Now let's look at Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai points out a very interesting thing. And we Eretz Asher Hashem Alekecha Dorish Oysa Tomid Al Derech HaPshat Poshit Ikash Gochoso Be'eretz Ahi. His main involvement is in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Bavadei Kol Oretz Yudorish, all the lands he's involved in. Avalinian ki ika drisha, what he seeks, vajgocha shom, mishom mispashetes, look at these words, lishar ha'aratzos. In other words, the main thing is Eretz Yisrael. And the rest of the world comes as the overflow from Eretz Yisrael. Ki inyan ha'lev ba'odom, unbelievable words. Like the heart in a man, who nitan ben tzaguf, it's put in the middle of the body, shu ike chius, it's the main thing that gives life, u mishom achius mishpashet, and from there the life spreads, l'shari vorim, to the other limbs of the body. Ubo akosiv l'lamdenu, she'ein Eretz Yisrael nesuna tachas memshelus kochovim umazolus. Eretz Yisrael is not under anything. Keshar rotzes benim tzoros l'drishus elkeimailo aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo uvechvodo dorishoso. Tomid, he takes care of it. Lo mona leo mishah koich shoyter Moshe. Nothing. And that's what David HaMelech says, kol ma'inei boch, all your eyes is on it. And Kimishom Yispashit Lishar Olam. Now it goes a little further. Valderech Kabbalah should know Eretz Asher Hashem Alkecha Dori Shoset Tomid Zubes Amigdosh Shomailo. There is what we call a Beis Amigdosh Shomailo. There's a Beis Amigdosh Shomato. There's Yushalayim Shomalo and Yushalayim Shomato. And they're right opposite. And the Rabbeinu Shom has a Yushalayim upstairs, and that's why we can have a Yushalayim down here. And there's a Beis HaMikdash upstairs that the Rabbeinu Shom has, and not only that, he's ready to bring it down. In fact, if you look at the Rashi in Sukkah, and also a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, he says that the reason why Bayis Shlishi will not be destroyed is because Bayis Shlishi is being brought down by the Rabbeinu Shom. Rishon and Shani, man built. Man has a flaw, so it can be destroyed. The Bayis Shlishi is coming down, Be'esh, Min HaShemayim. So then there's no destruction to the Bayis Shlishi. And that's what he says. I mean, Mizeh Nikas Beis Hashemim. Good. So you go through here. He has a little bit more about it. Let's continue. What? So usually, what he means is that he was that which he received from the Ramban, some of the secrets that he got from the Ramban. Now we have a problem here, and the problem is we have. Look what it says here. Pasik Ches in Shemos. Ve'ered, I'm going to go down. Hashem says, La'tzilo miyad Mitzrayim, u'la'losu min aretz ahi el eretz zovas tova u'rchova el eretz zovas cholov u'dvash. That flows with milk and honey. Al mokom aknani, chiti, emori, prizi, chivi, and yavus. Now, let's see the Ramban. Yizkor b'kan shisha amim v'yaniach ashvi. It doesn't say the seventh nation. Six here. Ulai lohesa arzo zavas cholodavash ke'ela. Their land was zavas. The seventh was not. V'chein b'posik ki eilech malachi lefanecha hiskei la'shisha. V'ulai u'romei she'elu kovshu t'chila. So these are the first ones that got it, and therefore they got it. Now why is it? So if you look at the bottom, the tam zovas cholov d'vash, ki shevach t'chila se'oret shehi tova. And what's tova? Loma sho'avir tov. The air is good. The yafel of ne'adam, it's good for man. V'chol tov yimotze bo, all good will be found there. There's nothing missing in Eretz Yisrael. She rechava, despite what everyone believes you got to bring from America, who knows what, you can get everything there. Even Hellman's mayonnaise, you can get it. Don't worry, David. V'yir v'yi rechava. She yamdu bo kol Yisrael b'mecha. All Eretz Yisrael is big enough that if all the Eden came, there still would be room for them. Such a bracha. Everything is there. Okay, so now let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. Pasuk tells us, Ato kumu v'ivru lachem es nachal zored, v'anavor es nachal zored. So they went over as nachal. Now, look at the Ramban on the left side. V'inei omru ki achorim she'im l'Avraham yoshvu b'seyer lefnim. U'v'nei Esav shu yizera l'Avraham yoshu osam. The yoshvu tachtom b'maisenes. Wait a second. We were told, we understood that the Esav went to Harseyer, which was out of Eretz Yisrael. And now what are you telling me here? That what? They went to the land of the Chorim. And there they took over B'maisenes. Sho'yu'eim amrov ba'amtsom v'bog'osu b'sham b'olo gurshom v'nechzachek alehim. And therefore they went over there. But wait a second. One of the people that were getting there was Esav. And you told us that Esav is not going to be there. That's the way we understood it till now. Yeah? You hear the problem? Yes? With me?
Yeah.
So therefore we have the, right? Because you told me till now it's not that way. Go to the next one. Pasuk tells us, Yishach Yisro Malochem El Sichon Melech HaMoiri Lema Ebra Be'atzchol. We'll go through the land. We're not going to do anything. Don't worry. Look at the Ramban. They write, Kiloi Nitztava, whatever, Kichol Ho'umos Nitztava Liv Pesoach Lom L'Shalom. You have to always start with peace, except for the Amen Amor. Avo Be'emes Masha'om Lo Evo Ba'atzvo Ze'o Yemayshe. This is where Moshe Oitze Ma'atzmo Pius. He wanted to work it out. Ki Eretz Sichon Ve'og Yerushim shel Eretz Yisrael ki la'morihi. V'yim en adim shimyanu sholom u'pitzchu lehem shiu kol ha'om anim tzubolem l'mas v'avodum. Avol Moshe hoye yodeya. Ki Yisrael atolo yichpishu kol asara amimim. As we spoke about once before, they're not getting all 10. Because the three of them are really set aside for loss and love hope. Except that God, as we talked about, God, He touched into two of the three, as we spoke about then. As we saw that grow. V'yechofet sheyakol kvushim eretz yayadein sheyia moshavim yachad. Now watch. Sheyia oretz hatova sheyeretz avas cholov v'dvash. Halotirishim lo bikshu menu b'nei God ruvuin v'yaminach shamom el shirachava. So the Ramban is telling us, where is it Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash? Not Transjordan, over the Jordan. So on the land of the seven, the sixth and the people, where Eretz Yisrael, where everybody else was, where they all were, that was Eretz Yisrael, and it was in Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash. But where Esav got... That was a part of Eretz Yisrael in the Transjordan setting. But there, it wasn't Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash. So when he said he knew Yaakov is getting, what does he know Yaakov's getting? He knows Yaakov is getting the bracha of straight from Hashem. That what is it going to be? Eretz Zavas Cholav Edvash. But the land that he's going to get, that could be still part of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not the same level that Yaakov gets. It's going to be with Mazolus, it's going to be everything. And therefore, it's not naturally Zavas Cholav Edvash. That only Yaakov gets. He himself knew that. Esav therefore knows he belongs on Eber LeYarden and not there. And therefore he doesn't. And that's why, if you look at this, this has got to do with that thing that we touched on. Look at that Gemara. The Gemara says, the Tanya... If you went to the length and width, you could be kind of divir Ebelezer. The Chachomim Omrim ain't hiluch moil klum. Walking is not a kinyan. Omer Ebelezer, my time in the Rebbe Zovik, see, because Hashem told Avram, klum, yisalech boretz, l'orcho l'rochpa, ki l'cho etnena. To you I'll give it. So it seems that according to Rebbe Lezer says, Avram was kind of the land. How? By walking there. Rabbanan, you know what the Rabbanan answer? You know why? Because the love that Avram had for the land, he told it to him. Because now he's going to have the rights to the land. It'll be easier for his children to take it over. But because of his chavivus haaretz. Which is something we have to learn. So when at the beginning of the Pasha it says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Oviv, be'eretz Kinoan, what does that mean, be'eretz Megurei Oviv? In Eretz Yisrael itself, in the place that Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the direct relationship with it. And that place is the Eretz Avos Cholav Edvash. That's the Megurei. And that which is the Ha'aseyah for Esav, that's the other part, that's not it. Now, before we leave, I just want to learn with you a small piece, because it's Mamish, Erev Chanukah. How could we walk away? He can get together so close to Chanukah. How could he possibly walk away? You can Mamish feel the Uris. Now, you have to know that the Chanukah is the Yontif for our day. I mean, all the Yontif we keep in our ear, but the Yontif that speaks to us in our Golus is Mamish the Neiris of Chanukah. And the Neiris of Chanukah, as I said before, you have to know, it's a very interesting thing, we mentioned the yeshiva already, is that there's this interesting halacha. Halacha says that, let's say, for example, you're out of town, and your wife doesn't have you in mind, and you don't have any way to relight, you have no place to buy, you get stuck there, you know. And you walk by a guy's house on the first night, and you see the Neiris of Chanukah, you make two brachas. Sha'as nisim la'abisenu b'yomim ha'ayim, shechiyanu. What is that? You didn't do anything. How can you make the bracha? If I didn't eat matzah and I see you eating matzah, I make a bracha? Of course not. So what kind of thing is this by Neiris? Because the Neiris of Chanukah are not just plain neiris. We say our neiris halolu kodeshem. They're kodesh. Ain lanu reshus l'shtamesh b'hem. You can't use them in any way. Elo l'roisim b'vad. Only to look at them. And what is this neiris? It's such an interesting thing. Is that we light it just as the darkness comes in. As the darkness of Golus comes in, you light Neiris, because the only thing that's going to push out darkness is Ner Chanukah. That's it. All the influences in the outside world that we have, and all the settings that we have to live with, the only savior for us is Ner Chanukah. It's very interesting of this season it falls in. Very interesting. But that the only savior is going to be, that's why I find it very funny, is that if a guy will tell you, well, when does, you know, Ner Chanukah, you tell him, well, it's about 4:35, it's halftime, beautiful, like a watch on Sunday, the first half, light Ner Chanukah, and then watch second half. That's Yavon itself! That's the Yavon itself. Where the sports come from? That's from Greece. So what am I going to do in the middle of the whole deal? I'm going to what? Ner Chanukah. That's contradictory. Ner Chanukah is the Ner of Torah, the Ner of Klal Yisrael winning over all of this. So it needs a lot of thought for us. But let's see, I just wanted to touch on one point. Next week, Polinator, we'll see more about Chanukah. Dalit. Okay, it's mamish in the middle of a discussion, so I understand that. But I want to point certain things. We learn from the words of Chachomim, Shepirshu dekro vayar kilo yocholo. Esav, Sar of Esav, is fighting with Yaakov. And he sees he cannot win. Hainu shenoga, so he touched the sciatic nerve. And the Medrash tells us, what is this nerve? Shenoga b'tzadikim v'tzitkonius she'asidin lo tzeis mimenu b'doro shol shmad. He can touch righteous people that are in the generation of shmad. Esav can do that. Dahainu, assimilation. Dahainu, Eile she'omdu b'nisyono she'lomor sadas, they could withstand. But there's an effect that happens on Yaakov. And that's why Yaakov walks away limping. Because the limp is the limp of the effect of assimilation in Yaakov. U'memela atolomeid kitkias Yaakov kafa yerech shia nitzochen zed lo yocholo. He wasn't able to beat him, so he hit him. V'naflu v'maisei mumrish shel avoro me'al adas. And he now got an ability to have an effect on Jews to give up religion. El shaderech hatkua shel Yaakov. What's the hope for Yaakov? Kizorach lo Hashemesh. The pasuk continues. Vayizrach lo Hashemesh. And Yaakov, Rashi says, comes complete. What's the Shemesh? Mar Nedarim tells us that Shemesh is the sun that brings everything with it, and that's Yemos HaMashiach. In Yemos HaMashiach, Yaakov walks erect, no more limp. But Lemaisa, till then, there's an effect of assimilation. As we see in our days, Hasha'ozu v'yova Yaakov Sholem. Until that's then. When we start to have an effect. So then, Madregis Yaakov Avinu, Shalem Hashem Bar Bilti Shalem. That's when there'll be a time. But now, what's it going to be? It's going to be an effect. And therefore, Yaakov has a fight with Esav. And I want you to know it's not Esav, as he's going to point out. It's the Sar of Esav, which shows you that it's a religious fight. It's not a physical fight, it's a religious fight. And in the religious fight of Ruchnius, he touches him. That means he has an effect on him. Where is the first time there ever was assimilation by the Jews? Yavon. Yavon is the first assimilation. When we were in Bavel, they were not interested in us becoming Bavaloim. They're not interested. Kill them out. When we went to Paras, we know the story of Purim. He just wanted to kill us all out. Okay, at the end, it turned around, but what was his, in the Achashverosh, the only discussion is, which we believe they could have before Purim, is which one is worse. And in many ways, Achashverosh is worse than Haman. But all they wanted was to kill us out. They had no thing. They weren't interested in us becoming them. The first time we ever saw a concept of assimilation that they wanted us to become them was when we went into Yavon. In the Greek exile, that's what they wanted. If you become them, they'll leave you alone. You can become, if you want to stay the Jews, so they make Gezeiros against us. But that's the first time that we see it. And that's exactly the fight that we had, why we had to stand so strong. And that's what Chachomim tell us, that that's what it happens over here. And therefore, the first Rishon, look at the Vav, he says, that's why you have to appreciate what happened here. It was a fight between them about the whole status of Yaakov and Esau. And therefore, in the first time we ever had it is in Yavon. And therefore, we walked away with the limp. So when we have the Neiris is bringing the R, like a little bit of that great R that we wait for from the Shemesh. So the only way we're going to get healed is from the R of the Ner Chanukah. That's going to heal our assimilation thing. And that's why we have this whole deal about the Ner Chanukah, which we need to discuss much more in depth later next week.
Good.
You should have what?
Candles.
No candles. Only oil.
Only oil?
Only oil. Number one is what happened in the Beis Hamikdash. Did they use candles or used oil?
Okay.
Oil. Number two is, it says in Halacha that a mitzvah, min amuvcha, the most preferable mitzvah, the way to do the mitzvah, is oil. Yeah. The avid, you can't get it, and you're stuck, and you have no other way. See, okay, you can use it. But you shouldn't be using it. Even today, Baruch Hashem, we live in a setting where there's plenty of things. There's no reason to use anything other than oil.